This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
Real quick before we get going, Browns here, we'll get back to the Guardians at 7. Also, Todd Derry going to join us from the Guardians. Derry Brothers, Guardians cast coming up at 7:20. Guardians won last night. Mitch had a call off the air from a caller. What was the question they wanted to ask, Mitch?
The question was, which game would you rather go back and rewatch? Yesterday's Game 4 thriller in Detroit, or the 2022 wild card game against the Rays, the Oscar Gonzalez walk-off game in 15.
All right, overall, in terms of in-game action, last night's game more entertaining. However, the anticipation, I got to go, it's a higher bar with this one. It meant more, but I'm still going to go with the Oscar Gonzalez one. The anticipation of waiting for something to happen, that he hit it with a walk-off. I got to go with the Oscar Gonzalez one. You got a choice over there?
I don't think about that. I got to say, I don't think about that game at all. Now, maybe it's probably because I was doing a college football game when it was going on, and we kept looking, and it was like, is anybody going to score?
Okay.
Is anybody going to score? I mean, that was a lot of baseball for not much action.
Then that's fish in a barrel. If you were doing a game at the time.
And it was a wild card.
That was when I got my back injection, like the first one. And so I was like sitting in my chair at my house. And it was watching. I'm like, man, no one's scoring here. No, and there was so much anticipation of what was to come. So, yeah, I got to see every single pitch and every single moment. So, yeah, that would have a difference there.
I feel like there was a lot of tension last night just coming off the fact that the last time we saw Class A and they went – more than three outs with him, right? Coming off the bench to go back out. It didn't go our way. I thought there was a lot of, like, you know, I hope this doesn't go south things.
Yeah, that's
true.
To keep
it as intense as that 2022 game was.
In-game action. That was
a five-hour game, by the way. That wild card.
I'll pass on those.
Yeah, okay. That's a,
well,
that's a fair enough.
You know my stance on that. Even in the playoffs, man, 5 hours.
That is a while.
I would like to see three games played tonight.
Right.
All right, coming up at 7:20, Todd Derry going to join us. We'll get back to the Gardos coming up at 7, by the way. Mary Kay joined us yesterday, and I was fit to be tied. I had to press her a little bit on what they want to do. Because it's starting to feel like 2021. Are you a football team that's trying to win football games? Or are you just trying to figure out an answer to a quarterback that I think at least by the end of the year people knew in 2021, but there were still questions throughout most of the year? I think a lot of people have their mind made up right now about this quarterback. Nick Wilson apparently intends to agree with this whole setup here, and he puts it on Stefanski. Go ahead.
I'm so frustrated at this idea of blaming the decision because it's just another way to blame Deshaun. Guys, they've screwed up building the new offense. I think we can probably wonder if Ken Dorsey was the wrong hire. I don't care if Kevin Stefanski was forced to fire AVP. If you hired the wrong OC, that's still on you. Like, it's like they say, well, Kevin doesn't have the decision to bench Deshaun by himself. Like, 80% of coaches don't if a quarterback's making $40 million a year. That's an organizational decision because it's an ass load of money. We keep acting like Kevin Stefanski is Oliver Twist asking, please, sir, can I have more power, please? He's not. He's a grown-ass man. He's an Ivy Leaguer. He's incredibly smart.
Like you.
And yes, I'm not, unlike me, because I'm successful. Kidding. That was totally
so
meant
the truth
that as a
comes
joke.
Out. No. Nick loves Deshaun Watson and hates Kevin Stefanski.
But I'm getting frustrated at this. Like, guys, yes, Deshaun sucked on Sunday. Yes, through 5 weeks, Deshaun has not been good enough. But we continue to go back to, well, you went to this new offense. There is no new offense. No, that's not true. There is a new offense. It ain't the one you were promised.
Well, I don't even know what we were promised. Nick is right about it being an organizational decision. That's not the issue, though. The issue is, does he have any say in the matter at all? That's the issue that people are having. That's the question that really can't be answered. And because it's not clear that he has any say whatsoever in who plays or Deshaun Watson playing, that is what's drawing the ire of the fans. Because I think in a lot of ways, like, yes, there has been, because they're 1-4, the vocal minority has started to raise their pitchforks again towards Kevin Stefanski, but they were gone for a good long time, except in certain pockets. Now, I think a lot of people are going, hey, if you had to ask a question to trust, far more people trust Kevin Stefanski than what they do the quarterback here. And when you are being told or you are wondering that the coach has no power whatsoever on who starts on Sunday at the most important position, that tends to lead a lot of people to think some really bad things about the team.
Yeah, obviously, I have a ton of respect for Stefanski. I have given him an F so far this year, and I've had people jump all over me about that. So it shows you the different factions. Yeah, I don't think he's been a good football coach this year. I also think he's coaching with maybe two hands tied behind his back because he's got a quarterback that can't even make the layups. We got a quarterback that even in a clean pocket, all we talk about is how bad the offensive line is. It is. Clean pocket, his numbers are the worst in the league. They're worse than Bryce Young.
Yeah.
So, you know, those numbers emerged over the last few days. We've talked about Kurt Warner and his analysis, or Brian Baldinger, his analysis. Basically, everybody who comes on says the film is not pretty, that there are open receivers, there are some good things in Stefanski offense, mm-hmm, even though mm-hmm. it's not really the normal Stefanski offense that he's been coaching his whole career when he's had success with just about everybody else but this quarterback. But at the same time, this offense is scheming guys open, is scheming on third down players if the ball can get out of the quarterback's hands on time, if he could get his footwork down on time. Those are all things that any other quarterback that would be like a veteran, you'd have more confidence in right now than you do Deshaun Watson.
I think you're absolutely right about that. 216-474-0092. You know, I think it turns into, who do you question? Who do you blame? Who do you trust? I think there's multiple folds to this. I think Deshaun, with the way he plays in the late third and fourth quarter, I think that's a product of the way things start to go in the first and second quarter. Running yourself into sacks, not trusting your offensive line, I think that plays into it. But the decision to go out and hire Ken Dorsey, it leads me to wonder, was it his decision? Was it his decision to let go of Alex Van Pelt? You have said that you've had people tell you it was not his decision to want to let go of Alex Van Pelt, that he, in fact, did not want to let go of Alex Van Pelt, Kevin Stefanski himself. So I have a two-time coach of the year that people seem to trust, except he doesn't seem to have any power. That's what people are scared of.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.